I'll put up simple PF. The certain period today's date is 11/30/2023. Dictation is for Ossie Robertson. Robertson spells R-O-B-E-R-S-O-N. Ossie spells O-C-I-E. Date of birth is 05/19/1977. 46-year-old female here with throat pain period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 4 days. Came in today because she's been using over-the-counter medication, namely Dayquil and NyQuil with no relief, period. Said pain is sharp, rated pain 6/10, worse with swallowing, period. Said pain is confined to her throat and goes nowhere else, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports pain, odynophagia. Next line, she reports cough. Says cough is productive of green sputum. She said last night she didn't sleep because of ongoing cough. Next line, the reports runny nose and nasal congestion. Next line, patient reports chills, myalgia. Next line, she denies increased temperature, period. Next paragraph, physical past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Patients wants to lay down. She says she feels drained and tired, period. Next paragraph, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98%. Room air blood pressure is 143/99. Pulse 94, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph, throat erythematous, edematous, tonsils, uvula and pharynx. No exudates. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Neck, tender anterior nodes. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. Patient goes into a cough fit with deep inspiration. There is diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes, period. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regulator, rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no garden, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, M3, cranial nerves, rooted as normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment number one is influenza A, infection, number two is acute strep pharyngitis, number three is acute bronchitis, period. Next paragraph, the following tests were done in the clinic in flu A and B. Next line, strep A and B. Next line, COVID. Next paragraph, patient's test for COVID. Correction. Patient test for COVID is negative. Our test for flu A and strep A were both positive, period. In the clinic today, patient received the following injection of dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM and rocephin 1 gram IM. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 15/20 minutes. Then reevaluated. She indicated she's feeling a little better and is comfortable with going home. We talk about going to the emergency room because of combination of infection, strep and flu A. And patient has decreased appetite. She says she does not want to go to an emergency room. She says she's going to go home, get some rest, and try the PO antibiotics to see if it helps, period. She was sent home with naproxen, 500 milligrams. She will take one PO BID for 15 days, number 30. Next medication, Tamiflu, 75 milligrams, one PO BID for 5 days, number 5. Number 10. Number 10. Next medication, amoxicillin 75 milligrams, 1 POBID for 10 days, number 10, number 20. Patient was originally given hydroxyzine to help her with a runny nose and cough-induced insomnia. She called and informed me that the pharmacist told her that hydroxyzine is for anxiety. and she does not want it because she says she does not have anxiety, period. This was replaced with Bromfed DM 2/10/30/5. She was advised to take 2 teaspoons pill. TID PRN for cough, number 100 mils. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room if she doesn't get better. She says she understands and will. Also strongly encourage her to take fluids, water, to come back to the clinic if worse. End of dictation.